100,000 revelers and supporters of rugby will be making their way into and out of the Cape Town Stadium over the next 2 days as the second leg of the Rugby Sevens Rugby Series gets enjoyed in Cape Town. General Manager for Communications at SARU, Andy Kohun, joining me on the line. It is the fourth year we're doing and hosting Rugby Sevens in Cape Town, Andy, and it gets better every year, doesn't it? Good morning.
Well, we certainly hope so. Good morning, Africa. It is really building. The noise, the hubbub you can hear behind me is the team hotel here at the Tsotra Sun waterfront. Everyone's down for breakfast now. There's 16 teams. It's a massive operation to just get together to provide the entertainment and the excitement for those 100,000 fans. But I think what's great about Cape Town is that it's not just the entertainment on the field, it's the entertainment that the supporters bring as well. The enthusiasm, the passion, the fancy dress, aligned to the rather special entertainment that we also put on inside the bowl.
It's something that I reflected on in the previous hour with Michael Pedro, that the Cape Town Sevens has 100,000 people, majority of whom will be staying in that stadium and watching the game of rugby, regardless of who is playing on the field. Whereas in the other legs of the Sevens Rugby Series, there are times when the stadiums are empty and you know that there are people there. They're just, you know, at the beer festival or whatever happens outside of the rugby stadium.
Yeah, I think it's a huge crowd here in Cape Town, and they do a great job both to provide the entertainment. It's a beautiful facility as well. I think the others sometimes struggle to fill, whereas we were pretty lucky in Cape Town that the audience wants to consume high-quality rugby. And as you say, they will stay, they will drift off when the Springboks play, when the Blitzboks play, and the audience is at its fullest. But they do enjoy the rugby, they do enjoy the bowl, and they have a great day out.
And how's the team looking today? I mean, they didn't do quite as well as they'd hoped in Dubai last week. There's that pressure, and obviously the additional pressure of playing at home while they're wearing that special Madiba shirt.
It is a huge pressure, isn't it? And Carl Brown has spoken this week about channeling the energy of 50,000 people into performance. You're right, they underperformed by the very high standards last week in Dubai, finishing sixth, when they finished at least fourth in all 10 tournaments last year. So it was definitely below par. It is a year of transition for the team. A number of players, Siabela Salatla, Ruan Nel, Branko Dupria, quite a few of them are moving on to 15s rugby now. So there's some new, exciting young players. And I think it will take a little time, but we've got another champion team in the making.
A couple of logistical questions, if you may, Andy. Just to confirm, if you are a ticket holder, and let's remind listeners, this ticket sold out within hours some time ago. But if you are a ticket holder, you will be able to use the MyCity bus system, particularly from town, to obviously make your way to the Cape Town Stadium with that ticket, correct?
That's right, yes. There's a free shuttle bus which runs from the Civic Centre and also from Tybalt Square. And if you show your ticket, that runs every 15 minutes from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10:30 at night coming back from the stadium. So that is, and our recommendation very much is that you park somewhere remote, so you either use a fan walk or then catch the shuttle bus, because as somebody who does park at the stadium, it takes hours to get away at night. So that is a recommendation very much. Either use the fan walk or use the shuttle bus.
And I imagine that shuttle bus system will be in place up until the last game has been played, correct?
That's right. 10:30 p.m. is the last shuttle bus away from the stadium. The last match will end at about 8:15. So you've got a good 2 hours after the final whistle to catch the shuttle.
It is a stadium environment that we are in, which means the rules pertaining to Cape Town Stadium need to be adhered to. For example, you cannot bring sharp objects into the venue, and my understanding is that you can't bring any beverages in with you into the stadium either.
That's correct, yeah. It's the normal safety at sports ground regulations that apply. Everything is in the bowl. We've got dozens of different food vendors. There's a number of bars. We're sponsored by Castle Free, so there's non-alcoholic beer there as well. So everything you need is actually in the bowl, and everything that we need to ensure the safety of the patrons is in place as well. So come in your fancy dress, as people will. They'll be wearing all kinds of weird and wonderful things, but as you say, no firearms, no sharp objects, so that we have safety in the venue.
A question from a listener who's just called in saying, why are there no pass outs, as in leave and come back into the stadium with the same ticket on the same day?
My experience in the past has been that you can pass out. I've certainly done that in the past with patrons who bought tickets on the Seapoint side. So I do speak actually under correction, but I think that that can apply.
All right. It all starts what time, Andy?
It starts, as you say, the first match, the gates open at 9 a.m. and the first match is just after 10 o'clock. The Springboks, the Blitzbox, they play their first match at on 12:27.
And of course, they have been drawn in the same group as New Zealand, Samoa and Zimbabwe. Samoa is a strong enough team and everyone is concerned about New Zealand, but the New Zealand team is rather littered with injuries at the moment.
Yes, they did very well to win Dubai. They've not won the series title for 4 years, New Zealand, so they've been through a bit of a lull by their very, very high standards. They've got a new coach and they've come back strong at the start of this season. And as you say, it is a fierce group. Samoa, a highly rated emerging team with a top New Zealand coach in charge there. So it is a very, very tough group. And the day closes with South Africa versus New Zealand at 7:54 tonight. So a lot's going to hang on that game.
Andy, you've got a busy day ahead of you, weekend, in fact, ahead of you. Wishing you and your team all the best. Andy Cahoon is the General Manager for Communications with the South African Rugby Union. Cape Town playing host to the Seven Series this weekend. Those of you lucky enough to have those tickets, have a wonderful time. And please make sure that you do so safely.